Diese Zeit der Konferenz, wie
In this time of the conference, as the outline shows us, we want to speak about the
der Anfänger
path,
und der
the
Vollender
faith, and we want to
unseres
talk about Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. All the things on this earth, including spiritual things, has a beginning. And it also needs a finish, an end. Don't think that our faith is just faith. It's not that simple.
Nichts ist einfach.
Nothing is simple. Look at all the things on this earth. I know nothing that is simple.
Toby, da? Toby is Mathematik einfach.
Toby is a mathematician.
Nein.
Toby, is math easy? No.
Eins gleich yes. Zwei, das weiß
one
jeder.
Plus one is two. Everybody knows that.
Es geht noch.
Alle zählen eins bis hundert.
Everybody can count from one to 100. It's simple, isn't it?
Frage mal Toby, ob Mathe einfach ist.
Ask Toby if math is easy.
Es kommt drauf an, ja.
It depends. It depends. If you're in kindergarten, then it's easy. Or in elementary school. If you continue on into high school, then Matthew isn't simple anymore.
Dann machst du sogar Doktorarbeit.
Then you may even do your PhD, your master's and PhD. That's not simple.
Es gibt einen Anfang, aber es gibt auch
there is
eine
a beginning, but there's also
Leben
an
heute,
end, a finish. And today, we are living in the age, the time of being perfection. Nothing is easy. For many Christians, they think it's so easy. Hallelujah. I believe in God. I believe on Jesus Christ. All my sins are forgiven. I'm washed. And now I'm just waiting to go to heaven. That's very easy. Simple.
Aber so einfach ist es nicht.
But it's not that simple. Even in the epistle of Hebrews.
Schreiber von Hebräerbrief.
Or Paul, or the writer of Hebrews, tells us that we cannot remain as babes in Hebrews chapter
5.
With time, we should already be teachers, professors. But we have remained as babes, and he's still giving us milk to drink and not solid food. Our mind needs to be exercised, not only our spirit, but also our mind,
diese
our whole being.
Fülle der Gottheit zu begreifen,
to
gemeinsam
grasp and lay hold of the fullness of God together.
Wie Paulus
we need
hat,
strength
wie
for it,
hat,
just as Paul said
Brief,
in Ephesians chapter 3, that the inner man, the spirit, must be strengthened so that we would have the power, the strength to apprehend with all the saints, all the dimensions of Christ.
Yeah, maturity.
We need maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Maturity. Children do not understand a lot. They do understand some things, but to understand more, you need maturity. We have to be brought to perfection, grown to perfection. Chapter 6 of Hebrews says we need to leave the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ. To leave it doesn't mean that we don't believe anymore. No, it means that we cannot remain there. There. We can't stay stuck there. That wouldn't be good.
Amen.
We have to go on.
Viele sind nicht bereit, weiter
Many
zu gehen und glauben nicht.
Are not prepared to go on.
Gehen ist auch ein Weg des Glaubens.
And the path to go on is also a path of faith. The way of faith.
Der Mensch, der Gerechte wird durch Glauben leben.
Man, the just will live by
wachsen faith. In uns.
But this faith must
es
grow in us.
Reife kommen. Es ist etwas, was lebendig ist. Alles, was
mature, it's something living. Everything that is alive must grow. It can't stay still, be stuck. Even our human life.
Sterben, dann ist es alles aus.
If we die, then everything is over. If there's no more life.
Heißt es nicht natürlich, dass wir sterben in diesem Sinne.
Then it doesn't mean that we die in this sense, but that we are not progressing. The church in Sardis had the name that they were alive. But the Lord said it was dead. They are dead. That does not mean that they are not saved anymore, but it means that they did not continue to go on. That's why the Lord said, your works were not perfect. I've not found your works perfect. So there was a beginning, but nothing was brought to perfection or made perfect. And that's not good. If I remained in elementary school, what would you think? Would that be a good thing?
Sicherlich nicht. Gell, Misch?
Surely not. Right, Misch?
Grundschule nicht dort geblieben, sondern,
you didn't stay stuck in elementary school, but praise the Lord, you continued on.
Unser Glaube hat einen Anfang.
Our faith has a beginning. The Lord is the beginning of our faith. The author of our faith. But he is also the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. He is the Alpha and also the Omega. He is the author, but he's also the end. That's wonderful. We all must see this today. That we are now in the time of perfection.
Von uns eigentlich die Reife.
And now the Lord is demanding or requiring maturity from us.
Normal zu verstehen, oder nicht?
I believe that this is normal. It's a normal thing to understand. Mish, did you remain a babe?
Wir wachsen.
No. Certainly not. We all grow.
Und wie Paulus auch gesagt hat in 1. Korinther
13. And as Paul also said in 1 Corinthians 13, when I was a child, I thought and did a lot of childish things. And when I matured, I left them behind. That is normal.
Im geistlichen Sinn genauso, genauso. Wir spielen nicht.
And it's the same way in spiritual things. We're not just playing with teachings and gifts and childish spiritual things. No, today we are priests. We want to experience this wonderful Christ more. Not just for us, but that the Father would be satisfied, that we can bring something for the Father. And we even want to bring the best for the Father. Not just anything. Don't bring the Father a toy, please. But if you are a child, then you'll bring the Father a toy. My grandchildren, when they were little, they just brought me something wonderfully childish. Of course, I was happy that they brought me something. But I'm not exactly sure what I should do with it or what I could do with it or start with it. But I was happy. Of course, I was joyful. What are we bringing to the Father?
Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Ich denke, Gott, unser Herr, als unser hoher Priester,
I think that God and the Lord as our high priest is very gracious to us to show us how we can practice the priesthood. Apparently, he showed us and thought that this is the time to bring us to this level. And this is his grace to experience Christ as a burnt offering. It's so wonderful to be completely one with the Father. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you believe this? Has your faith reached this level? Or are you still just enjoying him as
Sünde,
the one who died on the cross to die for your sins? Everything is forgiven. Praise the Lord. But you didn't continue. You didn't go on. And the humanity of the Lord. What does my humanity and your humanity look like? Are you satisfied?
Christus in seine perfekte, ausgezeichnete.
Have we gained this wonderful Christ in his perfect, wonderful humanity? Have we enjoyed it?
Amen.
And experienced it? In the family life, as parents, as children, as co-workers. At work, together with all the saints and in the church life? Are we easily offended quickly? Or praise the Lord? Are we ready to suffer, to bear the suffering? What is it looking like? We don't just have this wonderful Christ just as flour, but it's also baked. Are you baked? Or are you afraid of the heat? Afraid of high temperature? We all just want the perfect temperature, not too hot, not too cold. Something lukewarm.
Sehr wohl, wenn es lauwarm ist.
We feel very comfortable when it's lukewarm.
But
the Lord was baked in every aspect by faith. We can not only apprehend, but also lay hold of this wonderful Christ and experience him. So that he would replace our humanity. Lord, I want to live you.
Aber du kannst Christus nicht leben, wenn du nicht bereit bist.
You cannot live Christ if you are not ready, not prepared to eat his humanity.
Es aus mit der Umwandlung von Herrlichkeit.
And how is the transformation going on from glory to glory?
Wie sieht unsere Umwandlung aus?
What does our transformation look like? Are we more similar to him, getting closer to the way he looks? Are we beholding his glorious image? Do we look like his image?
Werden wir erlangen durch den Glauben.
We can reach all of this by faith.
Diesen Weg des Glaubens in der Vollendung, wie sieht es aus?
Way of faith. What does it look like when it's perfected?
So aussehen wie.
In the end, we all must look as the image of the firstborn Son of God. We must be conformed to his image.
Yeah. Das ist das Ziel des Glaubens.
That is the goal of our salvation.
Die Errettung der Seele.
The goal of salvation.
Wie weit ist unsere Seele gerettet?
The salvation of our souls. How far has our soul been transformed? Are we prepared to leave our soul life? Just as the Lord said, he who follows me must leave his soul life.
Der Weg ist nur ein.
There's only one way, and it is by faith.
Durch den Glauben.
By faith.
Das ist wichtig. Dieser Weg
this is important. This way of faith
das Fundament, sondern
is not only the foundation, but also the way to perfection, because faith in us must grow.
Und was bedeutet, dass der Glaube wächst? Das
What does
bedeutet,
it mean that faith must grow? That means that the Lord is growing in you.
Er ist der Herr des Glaubens.
He is the Lord of faith. He is this wonderful faith.
Je mehr der Herr in uns gewachsen ist, desto
stärker. The more the Lord has grown in us, the stronger our faith will be.
Es ist wunderbar.
It is wonderful.
Ist ausgezeichnet.
This faith is excellent.
Und deshalb hier im Hebräerbrief,
that's why
Kapitel 11,
here in Hebrews chapter 11,
Definition von Glauben.
There is a different definition of
Was
faith.
Was war deine Definition von Glauben?
What was your definition Mit. Of faith? Mish.
Hilf mir, weil ich sehe Help dich me. Gleich da.
Because I see you there, right in front of me, on the computer.
Was war unsere Definition früher vom Glauben?
Before, what was your definition of faith? Oh yeah, if you tell me something, yeah, I believe you. And that was it.
Jesus Christus ist für dich gestorben.
Jesus Christ died for you. Oh yeah, I believe that. I accept that. I receive it.
Und es ist so einfach. Du glaubst und du bist gerettet und wiedergeboren.
It's so simple. You believe and then you are saved and born again. You even don't need to do anything.
Es ist eine Gabe Gottes.
It is a gift from God. Grace was very simple to be saved.
But
that is just the beginning of faith.
Das ist nur der Anfang des Glaubens.
It's just the beginning of your faith.
And
now in Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebräer Kapitel 1 gehen.
Oh, sorry, Hebrews chapter 1.
Könnt ihr es lesen? Was ist der Glaube? Es ist
you can
die
read. What is faith? No, no, it's Hebrews chapter 11.
11, Vers 1. Hm?
Yeah, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
So muss man lesen, ja?
Let's read it.
Yeah.
Can you
genau,
read it for
Hebräer 11,
us
Vers 1. Glaube nun 11, ist die Verwirklichung
Now,
dessen, was man hofft, und der Beweis für Dinge, die man nicht sieht.
Not seen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do you have such an understanding of faith? And how much of God's word and what he has spoken has been substantiated, made into reality in your life? And do you have the evidence? Does everyone see it? Can you imagine?
So viele wunderbare Verheißungen Gottes in der Schrift in unserem Leben verwirklicht.
So many promises in the scriptures would be made into reality in our life, then you will really be a saint, sanctified. Then we would all be glorious. The reality, the substantiation of every promise of God in his word in your life, substantiated in your life. It becomes substance. It's not just, oh yeah, I believe. Yeah, we might understand the Bible a lot.
Haben wir so viel gehört,
especially
so
in the church life, we've heard so much, we've read so much.
Das ist nicht Das Problem ist nicht,
but that is not the problem.
Haben.
The problem is not that we haven't understood it.
Substanz, die Substanzierung.
The problem is the substantiation. That means that which we have seen and read must be made substance in our being.
Jeder schätzt die Menschlichkeit des Herrn.
Everybody treasures the humanity of the Lord. But the Lord will say, yeah, that's good. I'm happy that you treasure my humanity. That's nice. That's fine. But why is it not the reality in your life if you treasure it so much? What is the result? In the end, the result without substance is that we're fighting, that we're teaching, that we're fighting about the teachings and the interpretations, the terms. We have so many different terms, so many explanations. But what's the use of all the explanations without substance?
Es ist leer.
It's empty.
Die Lehre.
The teaching
wird zur Lehre.
Becomes empty.
Klingt fast ähnlich, gell?
In German, the words sound very similar.
Ausländer wie ich,
especially if you're a foreigner and you say teaching and empty, it sounds almost exactly the same.
Nicht meine Muttersprache.
It's not my mother tongue. Lehre, teaching.
Was ist der Unterschied zwischen diesen beiden?
What's the difference
between these two? Es gibt keinen Unterschied. Es ist ein und dasselbe.
There's no differentiation in the pronunciation of these two words, Lehre and Lehre, teaching and emptiness. It's the same if we don't have a substance.
Die Erkenntnis.
Knowledge makes us proud. It puffs up.
Bläht auf.
It puffs up.
Yeah. Wie ein Luftballon.
Just like a balloon.
Und deshalb brauchen wir die Substanz.
And this is why we need the substance.
Und diese Glaube,
this faith
ist ein besonderer Glaube.
Is a special faith. It's not just, okay, I believe.
Ja, es ist nicht nach Duden.
It's not according to the Duden, the dictionary. You can't get the definition from your Duden or Webster's dictionary. This is a heavenly definition. It is a substantiation. A substantiation of things hoped for. We need the reality. And we've said this already many years. We've repeated it and emphasized it. The new covenant is not a time of just shadows, an age of types or symbols. As chapter 9 of Hebrews shows us, the tabernacle, the holy place, the sanctuary, and all the instruments, in the sanctuary, they're all shadows, not the reality yet. Even the offerings, the animal sacrifices of the old covenant, they're just a shadow. They were pointing to Christ. But the age of the new covenant is not about shadows and symbols anymore. Or teachings, empty teachings. But it must be the substance, the substantiation, the reality. Christ came as the reality of all these wonderful offerings. The shadows stopped. Now we have to have the reality. It has to be substantiated today. If we still only have the teachings, then all these witnesses in chapter 11 will just be shaking their head, thinking, oh, no. At our time, we had this faith, but how come these Christians, these believers, are still teaching at, like us at the time of the Old Covenant? The new covenant is full of reality and not shadows anymore, not just pictures, not just types and symbols. No. It is the reality, the substantiation. And this definition must be written into your hearts. We want to have the reality, not just the teaching, not just the knowledge. That's why we already emphasized before that the word truth means substance, the reality. Today, we can all know so much, but do we have the reality? Or we even distort the truth. And we say amen, but we don't do it. That's why James says, do not only be hearers, but doers. The reality is the deed, the action. If you only hear it, that's not the reality yet. The substance, the substantiation. All these wonderful cloud of witnesses, they had so much reality, even more than, they might have had more than we have today, to our shame. Actually, we should experience more substance than they did in those days. But they experienced the reality. Look at the story of Moses. Of course, they were not perfected yet. But they had the substantiation and experience of things with respect to God's plan. Everything they experienced had to do with God's plan. The story of Abraham. Even starting from Abel. From Abel. Imagine, can you believe starting all the way with Abel? What did he do? He offered a more excellent sacrifice to God according to God's will, and God was very satisfied. He accepted his offering. He didn't just bring anything. By faith, what did he believe? Surely, he believed what God did with Adam. An animal was slaughtered, blood was shed. He believed. I believe the brothers will get into this more later, but all these people believed. Abraham believed. What did he believe? He didn't just believe anything. He didn't just believe that God existed. Stefan testified that the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham. That's why he believed. He didn't just believe anything, but in the promises of God, his His whole life was a walk by faith, and God spoke to him always and appeared to him. How often does the living God speak to us?
Im Hebräerbrief im Anfang sagte Gott,
in the epistle of the Hebrews, it says in the beginning that God spoke to our fathers.
Nicht getrennt von dem Sprechen
faith
Gottes.
Is not separated from God's speaking. Otherwise, what would you believe in?
Die Basis des Glaubens ist das Wort Gottes.
The foundation of the faith is God's word. Faith is very important. That's why in Hebrews chapter 4 it says, what should we do with God's word? We should mingle it with faith. Mingled. What does it mean to mingle, to mix? All sisters who bake, who love to bake, they know to mix requires a lot of mixing with a machine till everything is put together, oil, eggs, milk, and the flour, everything is mixed together. You put your eggs in, some butter and sugar, and then you just bake? No, you have to mix it. It needs a little bit of strength, power, muscle.
Das ist vermengen.
That's what it means to mix, to mingle.
Rühren und dann mit deinem Finger.
Just,
und dann
it doesn't mean just to stir a little bit with your finger and then you'll just stir it a little and then you'll bake it.
Ist nicht.
And then you bake it in the oven. That's not that simple.
Sondern täglich.
But daily. More often than once.
Denkst
many times. You have to think about it. You meditate on it. You mingle it with the faith of God. Lord, I want to have the reality. Amen, Lord. I take your word and your promises. I want to mix it, mingle it with faith. In those days, they did not enter the rest. Because what was preached to them, they did not mix with faith. That's why they did not enter the rest. This faith is a wonderful secret mystery. Even we ourselves can't define it. We can't explain what it is. It's actually the faith of God. It's not for, okay, yeah, I believe that it's true. Yeah, I believe it. No, that's not what faith is. It's a substantiation. How can what you hear become substantiated? How can it be transformed in reality, in your actions and deeds? It is through this precious faith which we have received from God. It's mysterious. You cannot even define what the substance is.
Die Verwirklichung.
The substantiation.
Outline.
That's why in the outline, Roman numeral 1,
haben den gleichen kostbaren.
See, we have all received equally Amen. Precious faith. Peter said this. Paul said this. We all received the same spirit of faith. We have all received the same spirit of faith. So this faith of God through the Holy Spirit came into our spirit.
Amen.
And this faith that you have received is exactly the same and as precious as what Peter received. We all have received the same the equally precious faith. What does it mean to receive it? That means it's not from you. It's from someone who gave you this faith. And you received it. How and when did you receive it?
Warum denn ist die Errettung,
ja, why?
Gekommen durch Predigen des Wortes
Gottes. Did salvation come through the preaching of the word of God? Didn't Romans chapter 10 say, how could they believe if no one preached to them? And how could they preach if no one sent them? Why do we need the preaching? If you don't preach, how should the people believe? How, where would the faith of God come from? It's through the hearing of the word. And what is the word? The reality of the word is the speaking of God. And when the people hear of this living word, then there's a reaction that starts in them. And if the Lord opens their eyes and opens their ears, if they hear, then they will believe. This is how this faith comes into being, through the Holy Spirit and through the word that you hear. If you don't preach, if you don't speak, nobody can believe.
So, Glaube kommt vom Hören.
So faith comes from the hearing. There has to be a source when a person believes. How did Abraham believe? He was in the Ur of Chaldea, in Babylon.
Gott ist ihm erschienen.
God appeared to him. That was the beginning of the faith of Abraham.
This is so wonderful. Das ist die Grundlage. Abraham, unser Vater.
This is the foundation. It's so wonderful. Abraham is the father of faith, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
So der Glaube ist wunderbar.
So faith is wonderful. This point here, faith is from God, the faith of God. It's so powerful. I believe that the weather is not going to happen tomorrow. Because that's not the real faith. But if God tells me tomorrow, you're going to have a good weather, I'll say amen. Hallelujah. Then the weather will really change tomorrow because God spoke it.
Das ist der Glaube Gottes.
That is the faith of God.
Markus Evangelium.
That's why this verse in Mark.
Markus Evangelium, ja.
In Mark, the Gospel of Mark.
Das
why I also
Satz
wrote the Greek phrase.
Ausdruck.
Ja.
The Greek expression.
Hab den Glauben Gottes.
Have the faith of God.
Amen.
Die meisten sagt der Glaube an Gott.
Most auch say believing sagt, in ja, God, faith in God.
Und dann im Klammern.
The Chinese says believe in your God. And in the parentheses it says faith of God. The faith of God. When God speaks, and if God has spoken it, then it shall be. It will be. If God doesn't say it and you say it, it will not be. It will be nothing. But when God speaks, then it becomes. It is. This is the faith of God. This is an attribute or a characteristic of the divine power of God in God himself. And this power is expressed through his speaking. When God speaks, it will do us well to hear it and to mingle it with faith. And then we will have the evidence that it is truly this reality. If God did not tell Moses, stretch out your rod and the Red Sea will split in two, divide. Do you think Moses did that out of his own strength? Do you think Moses was that powerful? Toby, what do you think?
Kein Fall.
Here, why don't you take a rod and go to a river there? It doesn't matter which river you go to in Germany. Stretch out your rod and say, I want to now cross the river. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. But when God speaks, that's why the word says there that it is the speaking of God, the living speaking of God.
Amen.
It is not the letter. It is the spirit. The letter does not give life, but the spirit gives life. The spirit gives life. This faith is so important, especially in this time of maturation, perfection. God wants to have the reality in us. We have to take every promise of God and substantiate it in our life, in our daily life, in every situation. Lord, I want to substantiate your word in my life. I want to experience every promise. I want to mix it with this wonderful faith in you, faith of you. Once we understand what happened in Genesis chapter 1, can you imagine what this whole earth is about? The fullness, the whole universe. It came into existence by the word of God. In Hebrews chapter 1, it says the word of his power through Jesus Christ. And it's also upheld by the word of his power. His word has such a power. And we Christians, we are so powerless. What a shame. This is because we do not understand how to tap into this power. Can you imagine such electricity? You have the electricity installed in your house and you're sitting there and you're sitting in the darkness at night and are crying because it's so dark. And you don't realize that you just have to touch that switch and the light would come. The power is there. The electricity is there. Such a power. Try to touch the 240 volts with your finger. What's going to happen? You'll get a shock. And how much more strong is this power of God? I can't even describe it. How much stronger is this power from above in us? We have received it. And we're almost so powerless, almost unconscious. Because we have not May the experiences that the apostles did in those days. In those days, they just gave one command and it happened. And we pray and pray and pray and nothing happens. We have heard so many messages. We speak and speak and still we see nothing. And years. Been doing this for years. Even decades.
Wir müssen aufwachen.
Right? We have to wake up.
Wir müssen aufwachen.
We have to wake up.
Lass uns zu diesem wunderbaren Glauben Gottes.
Let us come to this wonderful faith of God and say, Lord,
wenn ich zu deinem Wort komme,
now when I come to your word, when I pray, regardless of what I do, if I find myself in any kind of situation, praise the Lord. I want to lay hold of this faith. I want to apply it. This mighty power which you have given me, a spirit of faith. Now, when as I'm speaking to you, I'm not speaking out of myself, but I am speaking with a spirit of faith. Just as Paul said, we believe, therefore we speak. You cannot speak without faith. I don't just want to have a term. I don't just want to describe or interpret or give a message. No, I want to see the effectiveness, see the working out of it. I need this faith, especially at this time, the age of completion. I don't just want a general faith, but exactly this definition here in Hebrews 11. This equally precious faith, which all these witnesses in chapter 11 from Abel and all the martyrs received. How could they do that? Why could they do that? Why was Isaiah to be, why was Isaiah prepared to be sawn in two by Manasseh?
Wieso sind diese Menschen bereit?
Why were these people prepared to do this? To go through such suffering?
So viele wunderbare Dinge getan.
They did so many wonderful things.
Wir brauchen diese Zeugen.
We need these witnesses to encourage us. Compared to them, we have to really cover our face. Lord, we are so far from this pathway of faith. But they did all these things by faith, through faith. They experienced these things. Just as Hebrews chapter 12 says, we have such a great cloud of witnesses. And then we say, oh, that's the Old Testament. My goodness. Old Testament. It's the Old Testament. Can you imagine that? With such an expression, they threw all those things away into the garbage can and just do what they want to do. We are not worthy to be called believers. We are unbelieving believers. Are you a believer or are you unbelieving? Stefan Strobel. Are you believing or unbelieving? You should say, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.
Die Frage ist,
now the question is,
mehr als, dass du nicht glaubst?
Do you believe more than you do not believe? Is your faith more than your unbelief?
Am Ende des Zeitalters,
at the end of this age, it shouldn't be that way. We
ich
must
möchte
believe. Amen.
Dein
Lord,
sprechen,
I believe.
Wort, jedes Wort, jede Verheißung
every
jetzt.
Word and every promise that you speak, I want to mix it with this wonderful power of faith, the faith of God. Have the faith of God. The Lord even said, I believe many of us don't believe. The Lord said, if you have faith, as the small mustard seed, say to this mountain, throw yourself into the sea, into the lake of Geneva, into the Denfasee.
Das wird geschehen. Glaubst
it will
du
happen.
Das?
Do you believe that, Toby?
Amen. Mehr und mehr, ja.
Amen. More and more.
Berge versetzen. Nein, das
you can move mountains. No, I don't believe that.
Warum Lord. Nicht? Das ist wunderbar.
Why not? It's wonderful. Really?
Oh, das ist nur eine Beschreibung.
Oh,
das
that's
ist
just a description. It's not real.
Der Herr wandelte am See.
The Lord walked on the sea. Oh, only he can do that. No. Peter also took a few steps. Unfortunately, he didn't continue to believe.
Vieles können wir tun.
We can do many things through this wonderful faith of God according to his plan and purpose. The Lord is coming soon. Do you believe?
Viele Dinge sind geschehen.
Many things have happened.
Der Herr möchte unseren Glauben
the
prüfen.
Lord wants to test our faith. The faith must be tested.
Ohne Prüfung, du weißt
without
nicht,
testing,
wie weit du gehst.
You will not know how far you have come or gone. In all your schooling, from the beginning through the university, how many exams have you gone through, Toby?
Sehr viele.
Very many.
Du kannst nicht mal zählen, gell?
You can't even count, right? And how often has the Lord tested the faith in you?
Wie Petrus gesagt hat.
As Peter said, this faith must be tested by fire.
Abraham wurde geprüft.
Abraham was tested.
Wenn nur irgendwas geschehen ist, dann glauben wir nicht mehr.
And if something just happens, then we don't believe anymore and my faith stops.
Ja. Dieser wunderbare Glaube.
This wonderful faith
braucht auch Prüfung.
Also needs to be tested.
Zu prüfen, dass ein Glaube stimmt, sondern
not to test that your faith is right, but to test how you handle this faith, how we substantiate this faith. How many times have we failed?
Glauben zu wenden,
instead of turning to this wonderful faith and we just use our own strength and our own mind, our own understanding. And that will not be justified by God.
What
we all do out of our own strength for God will not be accounted to righteousness because we are unrighteous. My flesh, myself, even if I have done it, God will say, no, that's not acceptable. The righteous, the just shall live by faith. That means that in everything that we do, how we live, it must come out of this wonderful faith. Not I, but Christ in me. It's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. And this is the faith.
Du brauchst diesen wunderbaren Glauben und durch Christus.
You need this wonderful faith to live through Christ, to substantiate this life.
Gott wird das
then
angerechnet.
God will account it to righteousness.
Unsere Gerechtigkeit.
Because he is our righteousness.
Paulus sagte,
Paul said so clearly, I don't want to be found in my own righteousness. That means I won't do anything out of myself.
Ich tue durch den Glauben.
I will do it by faith. That's why he said, walk by faith, not by sight. What does it mean not to walk by sight? That doesn't mean that spiritual things are invisible. No. Sight means what my eyes see right now. To be in this visible realm, the realm that people can see with their eyes, but we see what people cannot see. That is the reality, and that remains.
Was die Menschen tun, was wir als Christen so viel getan haben am Ende, ist was.
Everything that we have done as Christians is vanity. It's zero. It's destroyed. It will be destroyed. It cannot stand and remain.
Nicht durch den Glauben.
Because it is not by faith, and because God didn't say it. We do things through the living speaking of God.
Durch den Glauben, was sagt Vers 2?
What does verse 2 say? By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word, the living speaking of God, not just the written word of God. The written word is good, but if God is not speaking to you, it's not good. That's why Paul said it's not about the letter, but the spirit. It's the spirit that gives life. That's why we pray. And we take the word of God with prayer, mixed with this wonderful faith. Lord Jesus.
Durch diesen Glauben wissen wir.
By faith, we understand.
Wenn ich dieses lese,
when I read this word, by faith, we understand.
Was wird Gott zu dir sagen?
What does this word speak to you? What will God say to you? That means you need a healthy, sound mind. Otherwise, you won't understand. You'll understand Greek. It's just Greek to you.
Kann man nicht mehr sagen, ich verstehe nur Griechisch. Nein, ne? weil keine von uns versteht.
In German, the expression is, I just understand the railway station, which means it's just Greek to me.
Wenn unser Verstand verschwommen ist, nicht
when
erinnert.
Our mind is clouded over and not renewed by the Spirit, then the Lord can speak to you, but you won't understand anything. Every time the Lord speaks to you, you'll just go to the train station, which, because you only know about the train station, to speak about the, it's Greek to you. We need a renewed mind by faith. Faith needs a renewed mind.
Einmal hat ein Bruder mich gefragt,
one time a brother asked me, John,
den Geist kennen?
How can I know the Spirit more?
Ich habe ihm gesagt, zuerst lernen, einen gesunden Verstand zu haben.
First, you must learn to have a sound mind. If we do not exercise our reasonable intellect, then how can we hear the Spirit? It's impossible. That's why God gave us a spirit of a sound mind. Lord, renew my mind. How can we be transformed? By the renewing of our mind.
Sagt Paulus das in
That's what Paul said in Romans. In Timothy.
Auch in Epheser 3.
And Paul also said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, be renewed by the spirit of your mind.
Römer 12.
And in Romans chapter 12, the renewing.
Und Herr, öffne die Augen
unseres. The Lord opens the eyes of our understanding, of our hearts.
Denksinn.
This is our mind.
Und er hat mit den zwei auf dem Weg nach Emmaus lange
On the way to Emmaus, he spoke with the two, and they still didn't understand. Until the Lord opened their eyes when they broke the bread, and suddenly they recognized that it is the Lord, and then the Lord disappeared.
Wir brauchen einen gesunden Sinn.
We need a sound mind. Otherwise, you will read and read, but you won't believe because you didn't understand.
Deshalb heißt es durch
That's
den Glauben.
Why it says, by faith we understand.
Nicht, okay, ich glaube, Gott It's hat not, alles geschaffen. Das
yeah, I believe that God created everything. Yeah, I believe that. Kommt die
Theorie der Evolution da.
And then the theory of evolution is taught at school and in the universities. And then your faith suddenly disappears.
Wir sind von Affen entstanden.
You might believe that you came from apes.
Wir brauchen einen vernünftigen Sinn.
We need a sober, a reasonable mind.
Der Gott dieser Welt hat den
That's
Sinn.
Why it says that the God of this world clouded the minds, veiled the minds of those who do not believe in 2 Corinthians.
Oh, Herr, wir sind
oh, Lord.
Ganzes Wesen mit drei Teilen. Geist
we are a complete being with three parts, our spirit, soul, and body. You cannot just have the spirit, but my mind is not reasonable.
Durch den Glauben
verstehen. By faith, we understand. And that's so wonderful.
Dass dieses Universum nicht nur von Gott geschaffen.
It's so wonderful that the worlds were not just created by the word, but it was framed. That means that there was a plan behind it, that there was a design.
Es gibt einen Plan, wie ein
there was a, just like an architect, there was a plan. Before he did it, he first had to have the concept.
Das ganze Universum ohne Konzept, ne?
Do you think God just created the whole universe without a concept, without a plan?
Deshalb glauben alle diese Leute,
That's why all these people
in Genesis Kapitel 1,
believe that in Genesis 1 that God created a chaos. No, nobody created chaos. Even you wouldn't create a heap of chaos without a plan. No. Why was it tohu bohu, chaotic? Because there was judgment through the rebellion of Satan. Oh, don't say that. Nobody knows if that's really true. That's what people say. Why do we not go into God's word to understand why it was like this? It is written in Isaiah 54 that God did not create chaos, but he created such an earth that it would be inhabited by mankind. God cannot just create man. Why did God create Adam on the sixth day before he created everything? How could Adam exist if the world was not created yet, without air and without light? There, it was all day after day. It was done in a good order. It was created in an order. It was not chaotic. Do you think that when billions of years, it suddenly came into being out of the chaos? That's unreasonable to believe that.
Dann haben sie einen Affen verstanden.
If they believe that, then they have the mind of an ape or monkey.
No,
we have to be reasonable. Faith needs a reasonable intellect, a sound mind, but the God of this world is blinding the mind of those who do not believe, just as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, until this day there is a veil before their eyes when they read the scripture. The Jews did not understand. They did not see. How can they believe?
Der Weg des Glaubens ist so wichtig.
The way of faith is so important, even though this faith is so powerful. But it doesn't just depend on this wonderful, powerful faith, but it also depends on a reasonable intellect, a sound mind.
Dann verstehen wir.
Then we understand. Praise the Lord. The Bible is so reasonable for us, but for an unbeliever, it's nothing. They just understand Greek. It's Greek to them. They don't understand anything. But for you, Toby, is this the whole scripture not so wonderful and so reasonable? It's the most reasonable book in the universe. That's why it's called the Bible, the book of books. It's so reasonable.
Deshalb sagen die Psalmisten nur die.
That's why the psalmist said, only fools do not believe that there is a God.
Ja, mit dem Narren kann man gar nichts anfangen.
You can't begin anything with a fool. You can't speak to him. But for us, it's so wonderful. You know, every time I look at my own two hands, I have to praise God. You are so wonderful a creator. You are such a wonderful creator. Who can come up with these 10 fingers? That man can do so many things with these 10 fingers.
Nirgends?
Do you think it just came out of nothing? Bang, bang, bang. And then there were the 10 fingers.
Das ist unvernünftig.
That's unreasonable.
Aber dass Gott mit solcher Weisheit uns geschaffen hat.
That God created us with such wisdom. Just as the psalmist said, we are so wonderfully created. Is that not the truth?
Diese Ehre geben.
Then we must give God the honor and glory. You are so wise, O God. That's reasonable.
Oder glaubst du, dass du einfach so von den Affen herstammst?
Or do you believe that you came from monkeys? Peter, Mish.
Irgendeine Kollegen da in Zürich ein Affe?
Are some of your colleagues in Zurich apes?
Herr Kollege Affe.
Hi, colleague ape.
Keine von ihnen. Oder sitz in deiner Vorlesung, Tobi.
None of them. Tobias. Or maybe you're in a lecture. In Toby's lecture, maybe there are a few monkeys that are sitting there.
So unvernünftig sind die Menschen.
That's so unreasonable.
Verstehen wir.
By faith, we understand. If you're not a reasonable man and not seeking after God,
dann kannst du nicht verstehen.
And do not believe that God is a reasonable God, then you will not be able to understand the Bible. You will not be able to understand anything.
Und deshalb ist der Glaube.
That's why the faith is so important. And the Lord is the author and the finisher of faith. The finisher
means
the perfection of faith. Faith has to reach perfection. He's the perfecter. He's not just the finisher, but he's the perfecter of faith.
Und der Herr ist diese Anfang
and the Lord is the author and the perfecter. That means this faith is he himself.
Den wir empfangen haben.
The one that we have received Even the love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, where would the love of God, how would the love of God come into us if not, if it had not been poured out by the Holy Spirit into our hearts? Everything comes from him. All the good gifts come from him, and especially this wonderful faith.
Und jetzt sind wir am Ende des Zeitalters.
And now we're at the end of the age. All the more we need the substantiation, the perfecting of our faith. The perfection of this faith. Do we not all have the desire to be perfected? Are you not happy, Mish, that you can finally reach this point and be perfected? No, we haven't fully been perfected because you're still doing a postdoctorate, but maybe after the postdoctorate, maybe you'll do a postdoctorate. It'll be unending as long as you live. The Germans say you can never finish learning, and we also never finish growing up. And we will live as long as the Lord comes, and then we will live eternally. And we will have so much to learn of the unsearchable riches of Christ. But it is through this faith. That's why you have chapter 10 before chapter 11 in Hebrews. The end of chapter 10, it says, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Zurück zu diesem,
he brought us back, not only to this foundation, this basic thing, but the wonderful substance of faith that will accompany us all the way to the end. We walk every step by faith. And before, he says in verse 37, for yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. But for us, we must continue to live by faith. That's why chapter 11 is there to show us what the end definition of the perfection of faith means. And it shows all the evidence. We have to treasure them. We have to treasure them, beginning with Abel.
Angefangen von Abel.
Beginning with Abel, through the whole scripture, all the way to Malachi.
In
Habakkuk, it says, in Habakkuk, it says, the just shall live by faith. Romans, Galatians, all these epistles, even until now, to hear in Hebrews, the just shall live by faith.
Glaube an Gott.
The faith of God.
This is good.
When Jesus was on the earth, he did so many things. He always asked one important question. Do you believe?
Glaubst du?
Do you believe? Do we believe?
Glaubst du an den priesterlichen Dienst?
Do you believe in the priestly service?
Glaubst du, der Herr möchte uns zum Königen?
Do you believe that God wants to make us kings and priests, or the Lord wants to make us to kings and priests? Or do you not believe it?
Lob den Herrn. Ja.
Praise the Lord.
So, das ist die Einleitung.
So this is the introduction. For the entire conference in these last three chapters. These are wonderful chapters. I treasure this wonderful definition so much. And daily you will have the evidence.
And the people
will say, why do you believe? And you can say, because I have the evidence. I see so much evidence. I have so many witnesses. And I myself have so much evidence in my walk that the Lord is truly God.
Dann haben wir eine lange, wunderbare Geschichte des Glaubens.
We have a wonderful story, a long story of faith to tell.
Amen. Liebe Gläubige und Heiligen,
Amen.
Der Herr sei mit
Believers
unserem
Geiste. And saints, the Lord be with our spirit. May He strengthen our faith. Amen.
Amen.